City, KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good morning. KSL News time, 7 o'clock. Today is Wednesday, June 19th. This is Utah's morning news. In for Grant Nielsen this morning, I'm Brian.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown sunshine, 77 degrees.
Still seeing good speeds on the freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top story this hour, politics. On KSL News Radio, Utah lawmakers are expected to take a close look today at whether to impeach Utah's embattled attorney general.
One key GOP leader says the chances are good for impeachment proceedings. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live on the scene at the Capitol. Andrew?
Amanda, House Majority Leader Brad Dee is saying an impeachment investigation is, quote, highly likely. He says House Republicans are crying for more information. Again, his words. He says it may still be a few days to a couple weeks before lawmakers are formally polled to see if there's a two-thirds majority to pursue impeachment proceedings. It's unclear when a House probe into Swallow's activities might begin. GOP representatives will be meeting in caucus late this morning to talk about all this. Some demonstrators are expected on the Hill here today to protest the suspected corruption. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
The House Republicans begin their meeting around 11:30 this morning on Utah's Capitol Hill. KSL will have reporters there with complete coverage coming up on Utah's new news.
KSL's top national story this hour, charges of a cover-up in the crash of TWA Flight 800. A group of investigators say they were banned by the NTSB from talking about the real cause of that deadly crash off the coast of Long Island 17 years ago. Jeff Kaplan is live at the KSL National News Desk with the story. Jeff?
Amanda, TWA 800 exploded in midair, raining flaming debris into the Long Island surf. These six senior investigators say they were gagged, and the NTSB announced that it was a gas leak that was the cause of the crash, but these whistleblowers say there's evidence it was a missile. They're backed up by Air National Guard pilot Fred Meyer, who saw the crash with his own eyes. Listen.
I saw a vapor trail streaking across the sky to my left. And then an ordnance explosion.
There were numerous reports of that bright streak across the sky that night. The explosion that followed killed 230 people. Live, Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. A new ABC News Washington Post poll says most Americans support recently disclosed surveillance efforts by the National Security Agency, while attitudes about the man who leaked the information are mixed.
Should the government prosecute former NSA contractor Edward Snowden? 48% of Americans say no, while 43% say yes, they support charges against him.
That's ABC's Scott Goldberg reporting. The poll also says a majority of Americans, 58%, support the surveillance programs, but a larger majority, 65%, favor congressional hearings looking into those programs.
The LDS Church is putting to rest rumors that the government is shutting down church-owned canneries. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Becky?
Posts on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media sites have spread the rumor saying Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints canneries were being watched and shut down by the government. The rumors reached a point where the church released a statement online saying the government is not shutting down those home storage centers, but they are making some changes to be more efficient. People will no longer can their own food at most of the centers because it's more cost-effective and safer to produce the prepackaged goods in bulk and ship them to each center. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
The House of Representatives has passed a bill banning abortions after 20 weeks. Representative Dan Benishek of Michigan argued in support of the bill.
The Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act is an important measure to do exactly that, protect unborn children who can feel pain.
Representative Gwen Moore of Wisconsin argued against the measure, saying the bill was born of ignorance and disregard for medical science.
President Obama is reacting to word the Afghan president is suspending security talks because he is upset over the way the U.S. negotiated sitting down with the Taliban. Mr. Obama says it's no surprise there is some friction in the early efforts.
We don't expect that it will be easy, but we do think ultimately we're going to need to see Afghans talking to Afghans about how they can move forward and then the cycle of violence there so that they can start actually building their country.
Mr. Obama spoke from Germany, where he is continuing a tour of Europe.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke gets the spotlight today when he takes questions following the wrap-up of the Fed's two-day policy meeting. Investors and others hope he ends the speculation about whether the Fed will continue or scale back its bond purchasing, which is being used to help stimulate the economy.
Doctors at Boston Children's Hospital believe they have identified the root cause of type 1 diabetes. That discovery brings researchers one step closer to a cure.
Both both type 1 and type 2 diabetes are escalating at skyrocketing rates, and they really are threatening the health of our next generation.
Jenny McKenzie's daughter suffers from diabetes that inspired her to film a documentary about the disease. She hopes it will raise awareness and increase funding for research.
Obesity is officially a disease. The American Medical Association announced the change in classification yesterday. Doctors say it could clear the way for better treatment.
Still to come on Utah's Morning News.
Spending money we don't have for experiences our kids don't need. I'm Logan Daniels.
And traffic looks like it's starting to increase in volume, but nothing out of the ordinary. No backups, at least to report just yet. We'll check traffic and weather together coming up next.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
I'd probably talk about sports.
I'd probably talk to her about boys and dating.
I guess I would probably talk about where she wanted to be when she was my age.
I really think that I would ask him about his choices through school and how they affected his life later on.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom,
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, dating, school, work, clothes.
I guess I'd ask my mom who she went to for advice.
Like what's coming up and what I'm planning on doing with my life.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to them about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Tired? Tired physically, tired mentally and emotionally? Aren't you just tired of feeling tired? Feeling like Superman or Wonder Woman would be nice, but most of us just want to get back to feeling normal. Not someone else's normal, but feeling your normal. Are you ready for a solution? If you're over 35, tired is probably tied to your aging body. It could be testosterone, thyroid, nutrition, hormone imbalance, activity, and a number of other things that simply change as you get older. Invigorate gets you back to being you. The you you want to be. Invigorate is a three-step program that will bring balance and energy back into your life. Yes, there is a science to this. It's not about killing yourself at a gym, and it isn't just about changing a diet. Call now to speak with Invigorate at 801-987-9777. That's 801-987-9777. Get back to your normal with the help from Invigorate. 801-987-9777.
Concerns here. There are some things that need to be vetted.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 7:15.
An easy-to-translate monitor for concussions. I'm KSL's Amy Iverson.
And the news is sponsored by Mountain America. Buying a home? Mountain America has FHA, conventional mortgages, construction, and jumbo loans. Visit MACU.com. KSL News Time 7:07.
A wind-whipped wildfire is burning out of control just west of Prescott, Arizona. Catherine Conroy watched anxiously as air tankers dropped fire retardant.
That's what's scary, is that it's coming over here more. I'm waiting for the bomber to come down and drop on this side.
Hundreds of homes have already been evacuated.
Red flag warnings are in place for Utah today ahead of a cool front that's expected to blow in with high winds. Those warnings will stay in place until at least 10 tonight.
A new study confirms what many parents already know. It's getting more expensive to raise kids.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates the average cost of raising a child to the age of 17 is $235,000, $1,100 more per year than when baby boomers were growing up. Brigham Young University personal finance professor Craig Israelson says much of that cost increase is because there are more things to spend money on, like camps.
If the point of the expenditure is to create a great opportunity or a great memory, do we want to have that with the child, or does the child have it independent from the parents?
Israelson says people are also more willing to spend money they don't have. Logan Daniels, KSL News Radio.
Between the student loans and all the new expenses, fresh college graduates may struggle to make ends meet.
Even a financial planner admits he doesn't like to budget, and it's only natural to spend money once we earn it. But Deseret Mutual's Shane Stewart reminds newly grads that budgeting is an essential part of life. Now they can use their smartphone skills to write spending plans with apps or do that online. They'll even shoot off text alerts.
That's KSL News Radio's Peter Seymour reporting.
Two suspected burglars are behind bars thanks to an alert neighbor and a barking dog. The homeowner heard the dog, looked outside, and saw two men he didn't know go into his neighbor's backyard. Officers then tracked the men down after they ran from them once and took them into custody. Investigators say they had a bunch of stolen stuff, including gold earrings, a necklace, credit cards, and cell phones. KSL News Time, 7:09. Time for another check of traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And how's our drive looking now, Andy?
It's still in good shape, Brian. We've seen some heavy traffic appear after 114th South. Most of the busy stretch is between 90th South and maybe 45th South in Murray. The West Belt and 21st South Freeway are both looking great so far. Ricky?
Andy, we're still looking at a pretty nice ride coming in from the north. For southbounders, you're still going to see scattered patches of busy traffic between Lagoon and downtown. But we haven't seen any kind of real slowdown set in, and that's the good news. Over to the east, you are still looking at a nice ride, I-215's East Belt. Starting to see a little more traffic going northbound on Foothill Drive leaving the East Belt, as well as a little bit of traffic traveling westbound on I-80 between 23rd East over to State. Clearfield City, centrally located in Davis County. Neighborly neighborhoods, major job center, spacious parks, shopping and recreation. Clearfield City definitely is the city that has it made. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here. KSL with the center, sunny and breezy and not nearly as hot thanks to a front settling over northern Utah. Our highs today only in the low 80s. That's more than 15 degrees cooler than it was yesterday afternoon. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now it's sunny at 77 downtown.
So the U.S. and the Taliban basically say that they want to sit down and start talking, negotiating. It just doesn't sound right to me.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
That's kind of the way I was thinking. At least it was 10, 12, maybe 13 years ago. But that's going to happen. And now Afghanistan's president comes out and says, we're not going to be a part of it unless the U.S. pulls out and the Taliban stops its violent attacks in our country.
Wow.
So this is just continuing to develop. We're going to keep an eye on it throughout the day right here on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
It's June, and you're looking to plan your family's vacation. Perhaps you're thinking about a reunion spot, or maybe you're in charge of a company retreat. Why not plan something memorable for everyone to enjoy for both young and old at heart in Bryce Canyon? Bryce offers some of the best lodging and hospitality facilities like historic Ruby's Inn or the new Bryce Canyon Grand Hotel. And campgrounds are second to none, featuring modern RV sites with electrical service, sewer, water, guest laundry, showers, pools, and free Wi-Fi. So, hop in the RV and take advantage of Ruby's RV Park and campground located next to the entrance to Bryce Canyon National Park. You won't be short on fun. You'll find all kinds of family recreation like horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, wagon rides, local rodeos, and of course, cowboy cookouts and western dinner shows with rope spinning, whip cracking fun, plus cowboy chuck wagon buffets and traditional western favorites at Ebenezer's Barn and Grill. July fireworks and half marathon are coming up, so celebrate your summer with Ruby's Inn and Bryce Canyon. For events, activities, and hot deals, visit rubysinn.com.
Almost every kid looks forward to summer. You probably remember a time with few worries and hardly a care in the world. Unfortunately, thousands of Utah children go without a good meal each day, especially with no school lunch programs available during the summer. It's one of the reasons this is the time of most need at Utah Food Bank. You can help. Take part in the annual Summer Business Food and Fund Drive, sponsored by Les Olson Company. Your business can host a web-based or traditional food drive now through August 31st, or raise money through your business for the food bank, as we are able to create $8 worth of goods and services for every $1 that is donated. It takes a lot of donations to feed the thousands of hungry families living throughout our state. Some donations find families right in your community. Others go to communities throughout Utah where there is great need. But every can counts. Go to utahfoodbank.org to see what your business can do. Together, we can help Utah kids enjoy summer worry-free.
Real Salt Lake hosts Western Conference foe Seattle Sounders on Saturday, June 22nd at Rio Tinto Stadium. Presented by Maverick. Kick is set at 7:30 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5:30. Support your team as they battle for their second win against the Sounders this season. Visit RealSaltLake.com or call 801-727-2700 to get your tickets today.
Here's Alvarez, backdoor shot to goal! Robbie Finley finishes that one!
I will be the difference. Will you?
The prospect of building 29 schools in one single school district in a relatively short period of time with a price tag just under $1 billion, that's facing the Jordan District, and we'll talk about it on today's Doug Wright Show.
And the news at this hour is brought to you by UVU. Experience engaged learning at Utah Valley University. Apply by August 1st. Visit uvu.edu/engage.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Extra traffic and extra weather on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Utah House Republicans today will discuss possible impeachment proceedings against Attorney General John Swallow. One GOP leader says a probe is highly likely. I'm KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams.
Other local stories we're following. Some big names will be in Park City this month for a meeting of the Western Governors Association. The Park Record is reporting T. Boone Pickens will address the group. So will former Health and Human Services Secretary and Governor Mike Leavitt.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Listener reported some debris before Point of the Mountain, but I haven't seen any delay or the actual debris itself in the traffic cam, so traffic's just fine through there at the moment. And everywhere else, just filling in at the typical rate, nothing out of the ordinary. Andy Cornsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Wow, it's a difference you will notice. Sunny, breezy today, but not nearly as hot. Our highs today only in the low 80s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, 77 downtown.
Some Americans appear to be looking for alternatives to the big three online search engines, Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft, in the wake of PRISM and the NSA spying program. XI3 Corporation's David Politis says the reality is there are lots of places to search online.
The question is will your searches be recorded and will they be kept for posterity and therefore available for prying eyes?
One site which promises anonymous searching had a one-day record for traffic last week.
I'm Amy Iverson with The Browsers. Brain injury during sports can be scary, especially since sometimes it's hard to tell. Reebok has created something called the Checklight Skull Cap. You wear it under any helmet or alone, and its accelerometer and gyroscope measure impact. If that impact passes certain preset limits, a yellow or red LED light blinks, letting coaches know. It'll also store the information to keep track of athletes. The Checklight should be available later this month. Amy Iverson, KSL News Radio.
So obesity, according to the American Medical Association, is now a disease. Getting to that point, though, wasn't too easy. We'll go in depth in about 5 minutes here on KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story. FBI whistleblowers say the mysterious crash of TWA Flight 800 was not an accident. They claim a missile brought the jetliner down off the coast of Long Island 17 years ago. The NTSB said it was a faulty fuel tank.
And now for more of our top national stories, here's Jeff Kaplan at the KSL National News Desk.
Brian, the NSA might stop collecting phone data. They'd let the phone companies hold on to their own records until they're needed. An ACLU lawyer is asking, do you have to monitor everyone?
The question is not simply whether plots were disrupted, but whether to disrupt those plots we need to engage in dragnet surveillance. And I think the answer to that question is quite clearly no.
Two congressmen agree, a Democrat and Republican together introducing a bill that would require the NSA to have specific targets in focus before grabbing phone records. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and will end the speculation today. At a rare news conference, he'll reveal whether the Fed will continue to buy $85 billion worth of bonds each month. The bond purchases sparked the bull market. Still no sign of Jimmy Hoffa. FBI agents will be back in a field in suburban Detroit for a third day, digging. Let's see, he's been in a Florida swamp. Underneath the goalposts at the Meadowlands, Alex Perez is at the latest dig.
Despite the endless fascination, investigators have only found dead ends, but no dead body.
Mobster Tony Zerilli insists, hey, he's down there, keep digging. Los Angeles is on the verge of banning plastic bags at the grocery store. The city council took a first vote yesterday. It looks like it'll be paper or paper. The first paper book ever printed in the U.S. is going up for sale. A tiny hymn book used by the Puritans in Massachusetts in 1650. The book last sold for $150,000 right after World War II.
Which may not sound like a lot today, but it was twice what a Gutenberg Bible made within just 6 months or so. Much more than any other of the great books.
This time around, the book's expected to fetch $30 million. Samoa Airlines is the first to offer XL seating, a bigger seat for bigger people. Doesn't cost much more, but to get one of the seats, you have to get on the scale with your bags. And you have to be over 286 pounds.
Wow. It'd be embarrassing, but I bet it would be more comfortable.
I bet for a lot of those people, sure.
You guys are good.
You
for
check.
Now.
You check.
Check back with me in a while.
That's right.
So one of the stories we're following this morning is Granite School District is having to cut $500,000 from their budget.
Isn't that crazy?
So they haven't said who they're going to cut yet, but yeah. That's a bunch of people.
That's a lot of, a lot of staff.
More on coming up on KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Right now, 719, traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And what do you see out there, Andy?
Well, I see traffic moving a lot smoother than maybe it should for this time of the morning. It's filling in as in the usual spots, but I haven't seen any actual slowdowns appear prior to Point of the Mountain. or through Draper or Sandy yet. Heavy traffic, yes, but actual slowdowns, not yet. Ricky?
Andy, for those traveling southbound on I-15, it's been a pretty good drive all morning long. We are still seeing some patches where traffic is a little crowded, especially there southbound I-15 going between Layton and Kaysville. Not seeing it slow down like we normally do close to this time of the morning. And then more crowded patches in Centerville, Bountiful, Woods Cross, and North Salt Lake. Southbounders, you're good to go. Over to the east, still looking at a nice ride, I-215 and I-80, and no problems on the downtown city streets. Harrison Imports, Utah's Highline Auto Dealer, just received a special delivery of 3 and 5 Series BMWs priced to sell today. Harrison Imports, conveniently located in Bountiful and Sandy, or at harrisonimports.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time now to check our 7-day forecast, and here's Grant Wayman.
All right, guys. Sometimes the front moves through and you don't really notice the difference. I think we will today. It should be noticeably cooler, sunny, and breezy, but our highs today only in the low 80s, so that means we'll be in the 70s for a good part of the day. Tomorrow, same thing, sunny and highs only around 80 degrees, so 70s most of the day. And Friday, high temperatures in the lower 80s and sunshine. Same thing Saturday. Then it starts to get a little warmer on Sunday, sunny skies in upper 80s. Upper 80s mostly cloudy on Monday, back into the 90s for Tuesday. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, 76 downtown.
The American Medical Association is now listing obesity as a disease, but it was not a unanimous vote.
Dr. Richard Besser spoke with George Stephanopoulos on Good Morning America about the struggle inside the organization.
A bit of a doctor brawl here. You know, the AMA decided to call obesity a disease. They hope that this will cause doctors to take it more seriously and that insurers will pay for more of the treatments around this. Obesity, a leading cause of heart disease, diabetes, many types of cancer. No legal standing, but they hope it will change the approach.
So that's what they hope for. What were the concerns of the committee that looked at this?
Well, you know, they think the body mass index is not a perfect measure, so you can't really say whether or not someone is truly obese. And they're concerned it's going to take the pressure away from individual responsibility of changing diet, changing exercise, and put it on surgery and drugs.
So where do you come down on this?
Well, you know, I think they're missing the point altogether. We already call it an obesity epidemic, and it matters less what we call it than what we do about it. We have to get activity back into everyone's lives, especially our children. Get them exercising, moving in school and after school, get them eating healthy foods in appropriate amounts. We have to do this for everybody. That's what the AMA should be talking
about.
All
about prevention.
Totally, it's about prevention.
Coming up in about 20 minutes on KSL, we'll be speaking with our own Speaker of the House, Becky Lockhart, on KSL. House Republican caucus meeting today, big caucus meeting, and they'll be talking about the possible impeachment or investigation.
Correct.
Those two things are not the same thing.
That's correct.
Of our own Attorney General, and there is some who say that it's likely there will be an investigation. That is not the same thing as movement to impeach, but we may see one or the other or both. So we'll follow that, of course, on KSL, and you'll know this afternoon. By the way, if you want to receive breaking news, you can do that on your cell phone just by texting the word news to 57500. And then whenever there's breaking news, we'll text that to you on your cell phone.
KSL News Time, 7:23. Time now for Zions Bank Speaking on Business. And here's Chris Redgrave.
Brent Ellenbach has been into motorcycles for his entire life, literally. He was just a first grader when his dad brought home Brent's first motorcycle, a little mini bike. He loved it and continued riding all the way through his teens. And now motorcycles are the focus of his Ogden business, Golden Spike Harley Davidson. Brent says riding isn't always about the motorcycle. It's about the people. It's about making friends when you stop for a bite to eat on the road or when you stop at a gas station to refill. Harley-Davidson motorcycles always cause people to stop and admire. Then they ask questions, and soon, you're friends. That's the feeling you get when you walk into Golden Spike Harley-Davidson, which Brent is proud of. Brent has seen how people are more willing to venture out and have fun hitting the open road again. Others are realizing their lifelong dream of owning a Harley and come to Golden Spike to do it here. And that's great because not only do they sell bikes, but also they have all the riding gear you need to be safe, including chaps, helmets, and goggles. Plus, there's also a full selection of Harley merchandise, from leather jackets to shirts to bandanas and even chapstick. One of the fastest growing segments of bike owners is women. There's no better therapy than to swing a leg, thumb the throttle, and head out as far as a tank of gas can take you. And there are many who will tell you you've never experienced Zion National Park, the Tetons, or Jackson Hole until you've done it on a Harley. Golden Spike Harley-Davidson offers classes from Rider's Edge and is recognized within the state for their Academy of Motorcycling. They offer you a path for earning your endorsement. In the store, there's a shirt that says, "If I have to explain, you won't understand." Get into Golden Spike Harley-Davidson with locations in Ogden and Logan and begin to understand how great motorcycling can be. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave, speaking on business.
Meet KSL at the market, the Wasatch Front Farmers Market, Friday evenings in the Mill Creek area, Saturday mornings at Gardner Village, and Sunday mornings at Wheeler Historic Farm. Don't miss free outdoor movies, delicious pancake breakfast, a weekly social walk, bike, and run, and of course, the best locally grown produce and goods from hundreds of Utah's farmers and merchants. It's the Wasatch Front Farmers Market, sponsored by KSL 5 TV and KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. DaveSmith.com has bases loaded. Loaded with over 1,500 Dodge, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Chevys, GMCs, Buicks, Cadillacs, and top quality pre-owned vehicles. You can make a home run on savings. Call 800-635-8000 or go to DaveSmith.com to see why we are the world's largest Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer and the Northwest's largest GM dealer. Don't miss the home run savings event at DaveSmith.com.
We're watching Utah's money multimillionaires are taking over in China. The Great Wall country's multimillionaire population has increased 80% since 2007. Their average net worth is $30 million in assets.
OPEC's hold over world markets may be waning. Surging U.S. oil production and more energy conservation are keeping a lid on oil prices worldwide. U.S. oil output rose 14% in 2012.
Supporters say immigration reform could cut the deficit by $175 billion, but only if the Senate can come to agreement on the bipartisan legislation. It would create a path to citizenship for 11 million undocumented immigrants.
Futures markets are mixed just before the opening bell. The Dow futures are down 11, S&P down 0.5, and the NASDAQ is up 4.
So we're watching this TWA Flight 800 story. There's some new whistleblowers who are coming out with some kind of startling accusations saying this thing was not an accident. Details straight ahead on KSL.
There's a big difference between an accusation and a charge.
Engage with Doug Wright.
I'm not here to paint a lily-white picture of John Swallow. There are people that think for the good of Utah that he ought to resign. I get that. But resignation is a lot different than impeachment. We have a lot of smoke. We have a lot of speculation that's going on. We have charges. But do we actually have an impeachable offense?
Engage with the Doug Wright Show. 9 to noon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I'm Marshall Tate, and my company is Midwest Commercial Interiors. So you need office furniture, but you don't have a lot of time. It's not uncommon. Maybe you underestimated lead times, perhaps your new space is ready sooner than you expected, or maybe you've realized that bringing your old furniture would be a big mistake. You could even be having second thoughts about one of our competitors who you've already engaged, but you're feeling like you're just too far down the road to turn back. It's never too late to call Midwest. At Midwest, we have dedicated teams that specialize in quick turnaround projects. Our real-time 3D design capability allows us to accomplish more in 2 days than our competitors can in 3 weeks. You won't have to settle for a poorly designed space, and nobody can design, specify, and quote your project faster than Midwest. Our buying power allows us to shave weeks off manufacturer lead times, and our in-house installation crews can accommodate the most demanding deadlines. At Midwest, you'll never pay more, you'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
Seriously Thursday, live this Thursday at Wild Mustang Grill in Orem from 7 to 10. Wild Mustang, barbecue, meats, and side saddle specialties right off I-15 at the University Parkway exit.
I'm suddenly hungry. KSL News Time, 729. Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And Andy, how's everything going out there?
Well, it's been moving pretty well so far this morning on North 15, filling in at a pretty usual rate. But now it looks like we may have a problem at 3500 South and 2700 West. Over in West Valley, not sure if it's malfunctioning traffic lights or if it's something else, but be aware that may be a problem for you. Northbound I-15 Not having any issues, though, Ricky.
Andy, we're still looking at a pretty good drive to the east over on I-215 and I-80. No problems there. And for southbounders coming in from Davis County, still seeing delay-free. But we are still also seeing some crowded traffic at times, especially between Parish Lane and Centerville and downtown. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Diamond Rental has everything you need, from chainsaws to backhoes and the rental professionals to get you started. Visit them at DiamondRental.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. It's a front that will make a difference. Yep, not nearly as hot today. Sunny and breezy. But our highs only in the lower 80s today, thanks to a cold front. That's some 16, 17 degrees cooler than yesterday. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time, 7:30.
Right now, it's 76 degrees.
A traffic light malfunctioning on 3500 South. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top national story this hour is a developing story here on KSL News Radio. Six investigators who worked on a deadly plane crash 17 years ago now say what happened was no accident.
We get the details from Jeff Kaplan live at the KSL National News Desk. Jeff?
Amanda, six investigators say that TWA Flight 800 didn't crash because of a gas leak. They claim the FBI covered up what really happened. ABC's Brian Ross on these whistleblowers.
Their theory, although unproven, is that a missile came near the plane and hit it or exploded near it shortly after it took off from Kennedy Airport and was heading to Paris.
Witnesses saw a bright streak of light that summer night in 1996, but then NTSB Chairman James Hall said at the time,
"We have found no evidence of a bomb or a missile."
230 people were killed in that crash. Live, Jeff Kaplan, KSL News Radio.
Politics on KSL News Radio. State Republicans meet today to talk about whether to impeach Utah Attorney General John Swallow. He's been dogged by bribery and misconduct accusations starting shortly after he took office. He's also the subject of a federal investigation and complaints filed with the Utah State Bar and the Elections Office. Swallow denies any wrongdoing. We'll have team coverage this afternoon on today's action on Utah's Capitol Hill.
The Granite School District is balancing the budget with job cuts rather than higher taxes. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce has more live in the KSL 24-hour news center. Becky?
Amanda, the Granite School District will come up $500,000 short on its budget, and board members decided they'll cut administrators, secretaries, and other managers rather than raise property taxes. The district hasn't yet decided how many people will lose their jobs. The district will also make sure employees such as bus drivers and teachers' aides only work 29 hours a week, so the district won't have to spend more money providing them with health insurance under the new health care law. Live, Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
The Jordan School District is mailing a card to parents inviting them to weigh in on the district's explosive growth. Jolynn Alger has two children in Jordan schools. Her elementary is already using portable classrooms.
I don't want to pay more taxes. You know, I understand that. I'm really concerned about the financial burdens it places on different people with different amounts of income.
Right now, the district is growing by 2,000 to 2,500 students each year.
Taxes will go up in Salt Lake City. The council approved an $8 million property tax increase yesterday. Mayor Ralph Becker has threatened a veto, but council members say they have the votes to override it.
The same generation that shares large amounts of private information on social networks like Facebook is also the least supportive of the U.S. government collecting personal data for national security. A new USA Today and Pew Research poll shows young people overwhelmingly support former NSA contractor Edward Snowden and feel the leaked information serves the public.
New details this morning in the case of a man accused of shooting his father-in-law at church. Police say he has confessed. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams has more live. Andrew?
Amanda, charging documents show Ricky Jennings told his arresting officers he pulled his gun from his front waistband and shot around toward father-in-law Jim Evans' head. Jennings actually thought he missed, according to the documents. Police also wrote that Jennings admitted that as he tried to escape, he pointed a gun at a man and stole his car. Jennings is now charged with attempted murder and two counts of aggravated burglary and aggravated robbery. He was also charged with possession of a firearm by a restricted person. Live, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
A teenager is safe and sound this morning after a search and rescue in American Fork Canyon. The 16-year-old was fishing at Silver Lake Flats. He decided to hike to an upper lake, but at some point, he got sick on the trail and decided to stay put. A search and rescue crew was sent out overnight. He was found and brought out safely.
Other national stories KSL is following. A horrifying story out of Ashton, Ohio. Three people are being accused of human trafficking and holding a mentally disabled woman and her child captive for more than 2 years. Neighbor Sherry Black's first thoughts were about the three young women rescued in Cleveland after a decade of captivity.
Just shocking that two things so horrible could happen so closely together in such a short period of time, and it's frightening for our little town.
The FBI says they forced the woman to do manual labor by threatening her with pit bulls and a python.
New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez has been questioned by police in Massachusetts and had his home searched as part of a homicide investigation. Sports Illustrated is reporting the 27-year-old is not believed to be a suspect, but a vehicle rented in his name could be a key piece of evidence. Hernandez has reportedly been uncooperative with police.
The Miami Heat needed a miracle to keep the Spurs from winning the NBA title, and they got one. That three by Ray Allen forced overtime. The Heat went on to win 103-100 to force a deciding Game 7 in Miami tomorrow night.
Can't wait. Utah's morning news continues.
Are there warning signs about a potentially violent teen? I'm Paul Nelson.
And we'll take another look at your morning commute. It was filling in last time we checked. We'll see if there are any accidents out there to tell you about coming up.
Whoa, a new digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, I'm glad you like it, because I can't wait to toss the big stereo. And now that we got your dad that big HD TV he wanted, we can throw out our old TV, too.
Hold up. You can't just throw out electronics.
Really?
They need to be recycled or donated.
And how would we do that?
It's so easy, Mom. Today, recycling electronics is just as easy as buying them. GreenerGadgets.org has all the info. We just enter our zip code to find a certified recycling center nearby. There are thousands of them, and new ones are being added all the time. Some of our local stores are even certified recycling locations.
I like that.
Did you know that some of the stuff in our old electronics could be used to make new products and conserve natural resources?
Well, okay then. Let's gather them up. What was that website again?
GreenerGadgets.org. We just enter our zip code and go.
The clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Why are carrots orange?
Actually.
Who made the dinosaurs go away?
Well, I'm not sure anyone really knows how the dinosaurs.
Why is that person so big? Does she have a baby in their tummy?
Susie, that's not exactly appropriate.
Where do bugs go in the wintertime?
How do the fish sleep?
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
How do birds fly?
Why can't dogs talk?
Well, why can't I fly?
Why can't I fly?
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head?
Why is the sky blue?
How do trees get so tall?
Why is dirt brown?
Where does the water in the bathtub go?
Are we there yet?
Why can't you keep your eyes open when you sneeze?
It doesn't grow on trees. Where does it grow?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Of course, sweetie, come on in.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Need a separate
longer
license.
Lines at the DMV.
To be in a car that drives itself? It doesn't make any sense.
1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 7:45, to impeach or not to impeach the Utah Attorney General. We'll talk live with House Speaker Becky Lockhart.
And the news is sponsored by your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda. KSL News Time 7:38.
Afghanistan's president isn't too happy with Washington cutting him out of initial talks with the Taliban. Hamid Karzai has suspended security talks with the United States in protest.
Stories of seemingly nice teens committing horrible acts of violence have been in the news a lot lately. But are there any specific warning signs parents should be looking for? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Counselors say the signs of a potentially violent teen are similar to symptoms of drug use. Ken Hall with Adolescence to Adulthood Counseling says parents should be on the lookout for sudden mood and behavior changes.
Suddenly they withdraw. They're not doing the things they used to do that are fun.
He says anger might be hard to spot in kids that are passively aggressive. So if a teen is constantly holding a grudge or always looking for ways to get back at someone, Hall says it's a sign they need counseling. Plus, he says it's important to remember that anger is a secondary emotion.
When somebody is angry, it 99 times out of 100 requires something else to happen first.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A new survey finds a third of all youth expect to live at home until they're at least 25 years old. By comparison, in 2011, only 16% of young adults were expected to remain at home. One reason? The millennials say overqualified middle-aged workers are taking many jobs younger people would fill. But the generation still expects to fare better financially than their parents.
KSL News Time 7:39. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back over to you, Andy.
Got a couple of problems. First of all, the light's not working at 35th South, 2700 West, a pretty big intersection. And we've almost had several crashes. We've also got a tracks line that runs right through that intersection, so be extra careful there. And it looks like maybe a crash on North 15. Just before 114th South over to the left, beginning to slow traffic down past back towards Bangor Highway, Ricky.
Andy, for those southbound on I-15, we've had a little bit of heavy and slow traffic there. It's going to be going from Farmington into Centerville, especially by the Legacy switch-off. Overall, no real stop-and-go delay, but you'll definitely dip below the freeway limit. But we've had a really good drive coming in from the north, despite some heavier traffic there in Centerville, Bountiful, and Woods Cross, headed towards the North Interchange and Warm Springs Road. Now, over to the east, it's been light and quiet all morning long, I-215 and I-80. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit zionsbank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval, restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here in the KSL Weather Center. How about a day like yesterday, but we take off about 15 degrees? Well, that's what we get thanks to a cold front, sunny and breezy. But this time, our high's only in the lower 80s. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
Right now, we've got a few clouds downtown, 76 degrees.
We've had this amazing story this morning that whistleblowers are reporting that the FBI covered up evidence in that TWA Flight 800 a crash story of 17 years ago.
Yeah.
The whistleblowers are saying that the FBI covered up the fact that it might have been terrorism.
Could have been a missile.
And on the Doug Wright Show later on at 9 o'clock this morning, he'll be asking, are those claims by the whistleblowers credible? That's coming up at 9 o'clock on the KSL News Radio.
Right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Moab, Utah has amazing adventures awaiting you. Moab, an outdoor recreation mecca with the most stunning and unique red rock landscapes in the world. There's the legendary Slip Rock Mountain Biking Trail, two national parks, and the alluring Colorado River. Moab was ranked one of the 10 best outdoor adventure destinations in 2010 by Traveler's Choice. Visit Moab to enjoy world-class whitewater rapids or hiking and biking trails in the LaSalle Alpine Mountains. You'll see petroglyphs, Indian rock art, ancient dinosaur tracks, and museums along Moab's scenic byways. Explore the breathtaking beauty of Moab by hot air ballooning, four-wheeling, horseback riding, canoeing, kayaking, or jet boating. Take in Dead Horse Point, one of the most photographed vistas in the world. Experience Moab's wineries, great shopping, unique restaurants, and local breweries. Go to discovermoab.com for more information. Moab, where adventure begins. Produced in cooperation with the Utah Office of Tourism. Discovermoab.com.
Real Salt Lake hosts Western Conference foe Seattle Sounders on Saturday, June 22nd at Rio Tinto Stadium. Presented by Maverick. Kick is set at 7:30 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5:30. Support your team as they battle for their second win against the Sounders this season. Visit RealSaltLake.com or call 801-727-2700 to get your tickets today.
Here's Alvarez, backdoor shot to goal! Robbie Finley finishes that one!
I will be the difference. Will you?
My mom and dad both have health issues, so yeah, when my doctor recommended preventive care for me, I knew he was right. So I left his office and called Regions. With the new healthcare laws, you want to understand what's covered right now and what's not, and what's going to change. They made it plain as day. I mean, really, I just want to do the right things for my health. I'm glad my health plan supports me.
Regions, your health connected. Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Major mall across the Wasatch Front.
House Majority Caucus, that means Republicans, are gathering on Utah's Capitol Hill today, 11:30. They're looking into the John Swallow situation, and the impeachment word will likely come up. We'll get Democrat reaction, Republican reaction on today's Doug Wright Show.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Added news on the quarter hour on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, it is decision day for Utah Republicans. Members of the State House GOP caucus will meet today to discuss the possibility of impeaching Attorney General John Swallow.
Other local stories we're following this hour. The U.S. men's national soccer team have now all but locked up a spot in next year's World Cup tournament after last night's 1-0 win over Honduras at Rio Tinto Stadium in Sandy. The Americans lead the qualifying group by 5 points.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
Looks like a crash over left on North 15 near 114th South. It's adding to slowdowns that go pretty solid from Bangor Highway to 90th South. Plus, we've got other spots, 45th South and near I-80. Very busy on I-15 all of a sudden. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Big temperature drop today thanks to a front. Sunshine breezy, but our highs only in the low 80s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Right now, 76 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour, the Al-Qaeda-linked militant group Al-Shabaab claims it is in control of the main United Nations compound in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Fighting is still ongoing. A UN official says African Union troops and Somali security forces are now responding.
Utah Republicans meeting today to discuss the possible impeachment of Attorney General John Swallow.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is House Speaker Becky Lockhart. And Ms. Speaker, what do you think is going to happen this morning?
Well, good morning. Well, we're going to have a really good discussion, I think, in the Republican caucus. I've spent the last several weeks sending out a lot of information to the House, the historic information, if you will, definitions of impeachment, what it means, what it has meant, other states, things like that. So we've been busy gathering information and giving information to the members of the House so that we can have a really good discussion today.
What are the possible outcomes, Madam Speaker? Is it possible that you would choose to have an investigation or impeachment? Are those the two possibilities?
Well, sure. And you have to remember that impeachment, if the House were to vote through a constitutional poll to begin impeachment proceedings, that doesn't mean the House is impeaching the person. All that means is that the process could begin, and that would allow the investigation to begin. So there would be a committee, potentially a process whereby they could call in witnesses, do the investigation, and then when the investigation is complete, then the decision is made whether or not impeachment is appropriate.
What about the claim?
The beginning of the impeachment process is just the beginning, not the end.
What about the claims that that an impeachment from representatives here in the state would be illegal?
I just have to disagree completely and utterly with that assessment.
Why not include the Democrats today, Madam Speaker?
Sure. So this is a party caucus. The Democrats had a chance to meet last month in their caucus, and they did so, and we know their position on this issue. They would like to go into an investigative position at this point. The Republicans have not had a chance to caucus since the end of the general session in March. So this is our opportunity as a party to caucus and get together and have the same opportunity that the Democrats had last month.
Take us through the timeline here. If an impeachment was to be voted on today, what are we talking about here as far as time?
Okay, so remember, it's not an impeachment. It wouldn't be voted on. What would happen today is that we're going to have a discussion. We'll get a good idea of where the members of the Republican caucus are on this issue, their thoughts, their feelings, their desires to move forward or not. What this actually does require is that that the Speaker, myself in this situation, would be required by the Constitution to send out a poll or a question, if you will, to the members of the entire House. And the question would be, do you want to begin or start or convene in an impeachment session? Not do you want to impeach someone, but do you want to convene an impeachment session? And that requires a two-thirds affirmative vote by the members of the House of Representatives, even to begin the process.
Are you moved at all, Madam Speaker, by the Attorney General's argument that all of this is premature and should wait until after the investigation is concluded by the FBI?
Well, the investigations that are being done by the FBI and by the district attorney the bar and the lieutenant governor, these are, other than the ethical questions at the bar, these are criminal-type investigations, which are appropriate for those entities to investigate and evaluate. What the legislature's duty is at this in this situation is a question of public trust, not a question of criminality or guilt or innocence. And if you read any of the information that even the founders of our nation, which is where Utah gets its language about impeachment, you understand that impeachment and this process is a political process as opposed to a criminal process. And so the standards are very different, and the responsibility of the House of Representatives is to uphold the public trust. And so it's our responsibility to determine if the public trust has been violated and then take the appropriate action.
Madam Speaker, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
Right now at 7:49, we check traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Let's go back to the KSL Traffic Center. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
Well, whatever was on North 15, it looks like a crash. It's over to the left, but delays go even past it, so I'm not sure it's the cause of our slowdowns. We've got them going over Point of the Mountain again, typical for this time of day, and then off and on from Bluffdale to Bangor, but from Bangor on up, expect to be hitting the brakes and coming to a stop several times. Got a little bit of slowing off and on from about 45th South in Murray up to the I-80 interchange. Not sure why it's so busy in South Salt Lake today. And the West Belt beginning to slow near 35th South. Ricky?
Andy, I'm starting to see patches of slowing as well southbound I-15 in Davis County. And as you say, they're off and on. So hit and miss as you're traveling between Lagoon in Farmington, really all the way down to the North interchange. There are no stop-and-go delays at this point, but definitely some slowdowns as you're traveling through those portions of Davis County, especially in the Bountiful and Woods Cross area. Now, we've been in good shape all morning long over to the east on I-215 and I-80, and our downtown city streets remain problem-free. Utah's air can get bad. Do your part. Pledge to ride UTA in July at utarideclear.com and receive a free one-week pass while supplies last. Sponsored by UTA and Zions Bank. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny with highs in the 80s for the next 7 days. Right now it's 76 downtown.
And right now we've got just a couple of clouds and a beautiful sunrise coming up on this Wednesday morning.
KSL Drives, a daily look at cars and the cash we spend on them. Here again is KSL News Radio's Brian Martin.
Your next car will be more expensive, but it'll save you money. Let me explain. The feds have a new fuel standard for cars and trucks. By the year 2025, each manufacturer's fleet has to average 54.5 miles per gallon. Right now, it's much less than that. The idea here, emit half the carbon than cars of today. Well, those better engines mean you'll have to fork over about $2,000 more up front when you buy the car. But here's the good part. Your gas mileage will be so good, you'll pocket around $4,600 over the life of the vehicle in saved fuel costs. Right now, some people spend more on gas than they do on car payments. It's time to end that. With KSL Drives, I'm Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
News is sponsored by Western Governors. Online, accelerated, accredited Western Governors University. Manageable, affordable schedules. WGU.edu/Utah.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers.
You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer. And not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life, and now is the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commissions, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
642.
Sports on the News brought to you by Axiom Financial. As a six-time Best of State winner, Axiom Financial is your smart mortgage solution, an equal housing lender.
Markets are down in early trading. The Dow Jones right now is down 35 points. More coming up.
Each summer during the month of June in Manti, Utah, a cast of over 900 portray a saga known as the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
Inspired by the struggles and faith of a people that migrated to this wilderness to escape religious persecution, the pageant unfolds in the shadow of the majestic Manti LDS Temple.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
People come from all over the country and the world to watch the pageant.
The Mormon Miracle Pageant is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The pageant is so cool. It makes me feel good.
Discover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and explore the charm and beauty of the beautiful San Pete Valley.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. Rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Tickets are not required. Go to MormonMiracle.org for information and follow the pageant on Facebook.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Shields is gear, passion, sports, and great events that help you get the most out of the activities you love. Here's what Shields is bringing you next.
Join us for the Berkeley Fish Fest. Visit with Shields experts and fishing pros in the industry. Stop by the Berkeley Experience trailer for great deals and more to start the fishing season. Don't forget to register to win prizes and fun family activities all weekend long at this free event. Berkeley Fish Fest at Shields, June 28th through the 30th.
Shields, we're right there with you. And right there in Sandy at 114th and State Street.
KSL News Time 7:59. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, North 15, very slow going right now. Bluffdale all the way up through Sandy to 90 South. The crash over on the left near 114 doesn't really seem to be a factor anymore. It's just our usual morning delays. Then be prepared. You've got a lot of brake lights from 53rd South all the way up towards I-80 for some reason. I'm not aware of a crash. Looks like there may be some vehicles over right, though, just before the I-80 turnoff. And that might be the reason, Ricky.
Andy, for those coming southbound on I-15, we did have a little patch of slowing there. Southbound I-15 in Farmington by Legacy and the Park Lane switch off. And then again, most of your slowdowns going from 5th West, 4th North in Bountiful down to the North Interchange Moab, an outdoor recreation mecca with the legendary Slick Rock Biking Trail, two national parks, the alluring Colorado River, and ranked one of the 10 best adventure destinations. Moab, where adventure begins. Visit discovermoab.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL FM Midvale, KSL